This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Another inflation indicator was released this morning by the government. The gross domestic product has slowed to 1.1% in the first quarter this year as consumers face high inflation and rising interest rates. The latest figures released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis marked a sharp downturn at a time when Wall Street is already bracing for a recession. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. The system saw baseball-sized hail on areas in Texas and Florida yesterday. In fact, the severe weather left more than 5 million people across Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The National Football League's New York Jets introduced their new quarterback, former Green Bay Packer Aaron Rodgers.
I'm excited about the new adventure here in New York.
President Biden will participate in a Take Your Child to Work Day celebration on the South Lawn today. That'll be taking place at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This evening, he will be meeting in a campaign call with supporters of his re-election bid. Three teenagers were charged with first-degree murder after allegedly throwing landscaping rocks at several Colorado drivers in attacks in and around West Denver area. One of the attacks killed a young woman. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office reports the victim, 20-year-old Alexa Bartell, was behind the wheel last Wednesday night talking to a friend on the phone when she was fatally struck by a heavy rock that smashed through her windshield. The National Football League draft starts tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Carolina Panthers traded for the first pick with the Chicago Bears and are now on the clock. Today is officially Babe Ruth Day. Put down the candy bar. This is about the baseball legend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
House Republicans have sent a bill to the Senate to avoid default on America's debt, and Democrats want nothing to do with it.
The bill includes pairing a package of spending cuts with a $1.5 trillion increase. It also limits growth of federal spending to 1% annually and claws back billions of dollars of unspent COVID relief funds. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill, however, will be dead on arrival in the Senate, and President Biden has threatened to veto the bill. Democrats are calling on Republicans to raise the debt ceiling without conditions to avoid default and have separate budget negotiations. Congress needs to raise the limit in the coming months. I'm Skip Kelly.
Hunter Biden's attorneys reportedly met with Department of Justice amid the now 5-year investigation into President Biden's son. Yesterday, several of Hunter Biden's lawyers, including Chris Clark, were in attendance at the Department of Justice headquarters, along with Tax Division career attorneys. Presidents Biden and South Korea's Yoon agreed to a new plan to counter North Korea's nuclear threat, with Biden issuing a blunt warning that such an attack would result in the end of whatever regime took such action. The new nuclear deterrence effort calls for periodically docking U.S. nuclear-armed submarines in South Korea for the first time in decades. Biden did stress no nuclear weapons would be on the mainland. Fighting intensified in Sudan after a fragile three-day truce between the country's battling top generals paused shortly to allow residents to flee. Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. It's the people in the Beltway that seem to keep messing things up, but we've got to hold them accountable. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Grover Norquist was going to be joining us in just a few moments. But let me lay this out to you. GDP disappoints, with the U.S. economy grew just 1.1% in the first quarter. This misses expectations by nearly 50%. Meanwhile, the debate continues, well, not in the House anymore, because they passed a debt ceiling approval. Of course, Chuck Schumer's already said that is going to be dead on arrival, as our government, theoretically, you know, is supposed to be debating and seeing what kind of solutions that they can possibly come up with. But, you know, the Democrats, they insist that there should not be any conditions whatsoever. Just sign off on it. We'll have the debate about the budget later. Grover Norquist, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I am fine. Of course, they've never had the debate on the budget, so why do we think they'll do it now? Matter of fact, the debate they had on the budget was to throw $2 trillion on the table within months of getting the presidency without knowing how they're going to spend it, and then deciding that wasn't enough because they wanted $1.7 trillion a year and a half later. Those have been their two discussions about the budget. Spend, 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 with no reform of anything. You know, right. All this money to the IRS, no reform of an agency that doesn't keep your data private, that doesn't answer the phone call very often when you call in because they've made a mistake and you're trying to fix it. They don't have the time to pick up the phone. And that destroyed 30 million documents, tax documents, without telling anybody, just in Ogden, Utah, one of the larger centers of this thing. Who knows how many of documents, when they tell you they're mad at you because you don't, you know, they don't have your document and they insist that you send it in again. You're going, I sent it in. They, yeah, well, we put it in a burial ground a while ago, so to the trash dump. Anyway, no reform, just more money. And that's true for the way they treat education. It's every one of the projects they're doing, they have no idea. They consider spending more to be a reform somehow. I think they think that magically the new money will be smarter than the old money.
Yeah. So, somehow, I mean, it is so twisted. And meanwhile, you know, let's take a dive into all the COVID monies that's lying out there. You know, the PPP money that was stolen. I mean, billions of dollars, Grover, that was stolen out of the PPP loans.
What threw me was one of the companies that came in and helped reduce the amount of theft, because they made no effort to protect against theft, to speak of. So some companies, computer companies, came in and said, here's some things we can do. And they dramatically reduced the numbers from, you know, 30-40%. And they said, yeah, it was much higher than usual. Usually it's only 20-25% that when you send out checks, that's how much is stolen. And that's the norm for these people. Mm-hmm. They got mad or scared or had to do something when it was more than 25%. Yeah. Isn't that a fraud rate that's a little higher than we should be normalizing or accepting?
Yeah. But to see, to your point, when you don't have accountability, they set their own standards. And, you know, with that kind of, you know, that kind of expenditure and waste, then they want to give bonuses to everybody, right? On top of it.
They've all been getting bonuses, even the woman, Lois Lerner, who defunded, you know, basically made it not legal for people to continue to be Tea Party people because you couldn't incorporate. She got a bonus out the door. She admitted that she broke the law and how she did that, and she got a bonus as she went out the door. So, you know, pretending to the American people that, oh, we really let her have it, we really called her name and made her feel bad, and then they handed her cash on the way out.
And she's living very nicely in retirement at the expense of we the people that she put the screws to.
And not exactly feel punished or corrected.
Oh, of course not. There's no remorse, you know, from these people on the left. I mean, they continue to get away with this. And, you know, and meanwhile, we the people are the ones that are getting taxed and having to deal with IRS agents, right?
Unfortunately, yes. And the one thing that they've come up with recently on the IRS is they'd like to, we're going to help you. You know how annoying it is to have to get all that paperwork together for you to do your taxes, and you have to find it and stuff like that? Here's what we'll do. We'll do your taxes for you and just send you the bill, which has two problems. One is when they send it to you and they say this is what you owe, if you think it's too much, you're going to have to hire a lawyer to go fight it.
Right.
And let's say they only overcharged you by $500 or $1,000. You're going to pay a lawyer $6,000 to go wrestle with the IRS? You think it's no fun to, you know, you can't fight City Hall? How about the IRS?
Exactly.
And then the second is, every paper that you look at when you do your taxes, the government will now have to have access to. So you will have no privacy at all. Because to do your taxes correctly, and of course when they do it at first, they'll screw up all the time and be big mistakes. And the answer to all the mistakes are, well, we didn't have access to every one of your bank transfers.
So right, exactly. Yes.
And we have to, you know, I mean, this is a grab for power and transparency. You know, private eyes tell you how much they can tell about you if they look at your bank statement. See, you want to hand that information not just to some private eye guy who's stealing it, but to the government, which now thinks they can keep it.
And you know that the government, given the opportunity, will use that later to weaponize it against you.
Yes. Somehow I suspect that is exactly true.
I mean, that's been their pattern. I mean, you know, why should we think any different? So here at a time when America is losing confidence in the institutions, particularly the government institutions, you know, they're all seem to be enveloped in this this identity of being, you know, liars, leakers, and losers. And meanwhile, they keep getting a paycheck and bonuses at our expense. I mean, this is just, you know, incompetence on steroids here, Grover, and we're paying the freight.
Unfortunately, yes, and we really need to slow down. And every time they have a conversation about we need more money, we need to say, well, what have you learned from what you have been spending? What do you find that you spend too much money on? Well, we've got all these things we need more. I know, but some things you may need more money for, and some things that you're spending too much money on. Which ones are those? And if they can't tell you that there's some things that they do that we really don't need to pay for, you know, that it's not important, then they really haven't looked.
Of course they haven't. You know, they misrepresent things constantly, and they they greenlight us, gaslight us, I should say, and they just flat out lie, because that's the way the Beltway operates. You've seen this, you know, by your own experience. How frustrating that must be, because what you just talked about is something that is commonsensical that every household in America deals with, but not our government.
Yeah, and the private sector, you know, when they make a mistake and waste money, then they get in trouble, and if they don't fix it, they go out of business.
Yeah, or they lose their jobs.
I'd be happier.
Exactly.
I'd be happier if more cities went out of business on a regular basis and had to restructure.
What do you think?
Means that they were
more from Grover after this.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hey, we're back with you. Independent as always, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Grover Norquist. He is the American for Tax Reform president. Grover, you know, this debt ceiling debate, just to put a ribbon around this thing, the House passed along party lines. I mean, it's clear what the Republicans want to do about the debt and what the Democrats want to do with the debt. There's no question about it. The Democrats want a blank check that they can continue to spend money the way they see without any kind of accountability, any kind of reform or discipline whatsoever. And as it goes to the Senate, Schumer has said quite clearly it's dead on arrival. So you know, let's get real. What can we expect?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is focus less on the deficit and the debt and more on total spending. And the reason is that if whatever the government spends, that's what is taken out of the real economy and handed over to the government. Now, some of it they take in taxes, some of it they borrow. That's the deficit. But if they borrowed less and took more, would that make you better off, right? Let's say the government was taking, you know, $70 from you and borrowing $30 from you, never going to pay you back, by the way. And we're going to solve the problem. We're going to get rid of the deficit. We're going to take all 100. So I'm out of 100. I used to be out of 100. Now I'm out of 100. How am I better off? So the left says focus on the deficit because they have a solution to the deficit. I mean, not really, but they have one that they are willing to talk about. We'll raise taxes. Okay? That'll solve the deficit. Now, mind you, when you raise taxes, the economy slows down and the deficit historically gets worse, not better. Because what you want to do is make the government spending as a percentage of the whole economy, as a percentage of your life, to be less, right? Right now it's about 20% of the federal government takes 20% of your life away from you. The time you take to work, that is 20% of your income goes to the federal government, another 10% to state and local. We want that 20% to look more like 10. It used to be under 10. Used to be 3, not too long ago, before the great, you know, the New Deal and so on, when the government decided to do lots of things to help you with your money. But, you know, I love this idea. We're going to help you. First, we're going to
supposedly.
Then we're going to give you some of it back, and then you're supposed to say thank you.
Yeah.
So we want spending as a percentage of the economy to be down. You can do two ways. Spend less, which the Republicans support, the Democrats don't, and grow the economy with lower tax rates, less regulation, less litigation, people suing each other all the time. All of those things make for more economic growth. And then the government's smaller, not because it got smaller, but because it didn't change at all. But we got better off. We were richer. We were more well paid because our, you know, the 2 years into the Trump administration, 2019, the median income for a family of four, absolute average family of four, saw their income go up 6.8%. Well, the government didn't grow 6.8%. So the government actually got smaller that year compared to you. Okay. It became a smaller burden on you, right? A really big horse can carry a big pack, you know, but a really big horse with a smaller pack can go faster.
Right.
And what we want is smaller government as a percentage of the economy. So the D's want the government to have a larger percentage of your income, and they're willing to borrow more if they need it in order to spend more money. They just say they're against deficits whenever they want to oppose a tax cut.
This is so clear and academic, Grover, and thank you for walking us through this, because I think the audience needs to understand the clear difference between the economic philosophy of Republicans and the Democrats. And the thing is, keep an eye on this, because you've got a lot of states now that are, you know, going to, you know, zero state tax, right? And so what are the D's going to do with that? This is going to drive them nuts because they're going to go, whoa, hey, there's gold in them thar hills. That money that the states have given back to the people, the Fed is going to come after that, don't you think?
I worry. I think we should always assume that that's what they're going to work on.
They can't help themselves. They cannot help themselves. They're insatiable.
Whenever they see an income stream, it's like in The Godfather Part One, where the mobster, the one before
Don Corleone,
just come out. I just want to wet my beak. You know, I just want to. You've got something. I want a little of it. I'm not greedy. I just want a little of it.
That's it.
And they just want a little of everything. And there's a wonderful British Tory short, which I'd love to have one made in the U.S. Somebody wakes up in the morning And, you know, you turn the lights on, and to do that, he puts his credit card into this little thing because there's a tax on your electric energy. Mm-hmm. And then there's a water tax. And everything he does, he has to sort of swipe the card, and you realize that every time there's a transaction or you turn the lights on, you are using energy that is taxed. There is a tax you have to pay. If you had to swipe your Visa or MasterCard mm-hmm. every time you did that in order to pay the government, you'd really feel it. But it was a very cute thing when you realized how many times before he got to work, he'd had to pull out his MasterCard, the gasoline in the car, you know, to pay the government just a little bit.
To brush his teeth. Exactly. Yes. And in essence, this is what's happening. We just don't use a debit card because it's already built into the system, right?
Yeah, they just take it.
Exactly. Well, ATR reviewed public IRS job listings. Quite revealing, huh? What did they tell you?
They are hiring in all 50 states for IRS agents willing to carry a gun. And they have in some of these ads said, you have to be ready to use deadly force. Okay. They're advertising for killers. I mean, this is gruesome. Do they do this in the army? You know, you have to be willing to kill people. And yeah, I've never seen an ad for the Marines. Like, come join the Marines. They might be shooting at people. But
exactly.
You know, are you really ready to kill? Deadly force?
Well, why don't they go to the prison? They could go to the prisons. They got people there. They already know. They already know how to use a gun.
Yeah, and they're willing to kill. You don't have to ask that question.
That
question's been answered.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're hiring IRS agents to be armed in all 50 states. When at Americans for Tax Reform, we went in and looked at all of their research on themselves and data and found that the IRS, this is 2 years ago, had 4,500 guns, and some of them were rifles, but most of them were pistols, and 5 million rounds of ammunition, okay? What do they do? Just buy some at the end of every year when they have a few extra bucks lying around and pile it up? No wonder there's a shortage of ammunition for normal people that are trying to go to the range. The IRS has it all.
Exactly.
But who are they shooting? What 5 million people are they going to be shooting at? But so they have all they have these guns, they have this. And they do have a little thing in there that's kind of heavily redacted, you know, when you get a piece of paper from the government and it crossed out stuff that you see because it's secret. Redacted is, yes, there have been X number of discharges of the weapons. Half of them were by mistake. Okay, so half of the times they pull the trigger, they're shooting into somebody else's foot or through the roof, not on purpose at somebody. And yes, there's been damage to property and person, but they won't tell us what it was. Why is that hidden? Did they kill somebody? I mean, I know it's embarrassing, but it's kind of embarrassing to admit that half of the time you use a gun, you have an accident.
Exactly. And they're going to be coming to your home. And unlike what Joe Biden and the administration said, that they were going to be armed only with calculators, right?
Well, they're advertising. The advertisements do not say calculators. They say guns.
Sorry. Okay.
Maybe
there is a difference.
A calculator and a gun.
Yeah. Maybe Joe Biden hasn't read the memo. I don't know. But he says armed only with calculators. And we are to believe him because he's been so forthright and truthful all along, has he not?
I'm not
Shirley
sure.
Would just.
I missed that part.
Okay.
Good to know that the economy's slowing down and inflation is still three times where it was when he walked in. So that's
there you go.
Today's news out of the government.
Thank you, Grover Norquist.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. President Biden will participate in a Take Your Child to Work Day celebration on the South Lawn today. That'll be taking place at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This evening, he will be meeting in a campaign call with supporters of his re-election bid. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. The system saw baseball-sized hail on areas in Texas and Florida yesterday. In fact, the severe weather left more than 5 million people across Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The National Football League's New York Jets introduced their new quarterback, former Green Bay Packer Aaron Rodgers.
I'm excited about the new adventure here in New York.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With the Americas, always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, each year we celebrate National Arbor Day, often referred to as Tree Planters Holiday. And joining us today to share the results of an important new Arbor Day survey about trees is Dan Lamb. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the nonprofit Arbor Day Foundation and an accomplished author. The new survey reveals that trees can be unifying, even with all the challenges and divisiveness of everyday life. Dan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
I like the idea that trees can be unifying. And it's true. I mean, who doesn't love trees?
No doubt. Well, that's what we thought at the Arbor Day Foundation. You know, the Arbor Day Foundation, we're the largest nonprofit organization in the world dedicated to planting trees. Mm-hmm. And we've known trees have been valuable for years, but we wanted to take the temperature of Americans and see if they were tuned into it. So we worked with the Harris Poll and did a national survey, and the results were fantastic. You know, 94% of respondents talked about how important trees were for our planet. Another 90% talking about how we need to plant more trees. And we sat and asked ourselves, heck, when was the last time 90% of Americans agreed on anything?
Anything, exactly. Yes.
You know, and it's trees. Yeah. Trees are a unifying force. Yeah.
Well, go figure. It wasn't that long ago, Dan, when, liking trees was almost, a bad idea. You know, they were referred to as tree huggers or something like this. But so it seems like the tide has changed in a positive way because, as we always say, the truth always finds a way to come out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, the survey also talked about 90% of folks recognize trees as a tool. You know, not just a nice-to-have thing, but a must-have thing in our battle against a changing climate. So you're right. It's really cool to see how Americans are saying, hey, trees are valuable in all kinds of different ways. So we're excited to be able to talk about that great news.
Well, the thing that's cool about this new survey is that it did reveal about, you know, the public's perception of trees. You just touched on a couple of things. What else do you got to share with us?
Well, one of the other things we learned from the survey was how people are celebrating Arbor Day these days, either through volunteering at local tree planting events or just kind of personal reflections in their neighborhoods or planting a tree in their yard. But this year, the Arbor Day Foundation is making it as easy as possible for everybody to participate in Arbor Day. We've created a hashtag Arbor Day campaign. So anyone this week who uses hashtag Arbor Day on any of their social media channels, we're going to plant a tree in their honor in one of our nation's forests.
Mm-hmm. Dan, you know, some of the things I'm seeing are people, you know, they're planting trees in memoriam, you know, for relatives and, you know, certain benchmarks of life and celebrations. I mean, it is really cool to see how creative people have used trees that, you know, we pass every day, we maybe take for granted. But, you know, for those families that have come together and decided, hey, this tree is going to be special because we're going to remember mom or dad or, you know, some special event for the family. And that's really cool. And I, you know, what I'd love to see is I'd love to see people, you know, when they hashtag this out, is they show how they've utilized trees, you know, to honor aspects of their family life.
Absolutely. You know, trees, people have an emotional connection to trees. It's true. And a lot of people have stories about their favorite tree or memories that they like to talk about. So I agree. I would love it if people would post and share some of their favorite pictures of trees, their favorite tree in their neighborhood, and use that hashtag Arbor Day, and we'll plant another tree for them. But I love hearing the stories that people share about their favorite trees and memories of planting trees.
Well, exactly. And then, you know, of course, when you're kids, you all, everybody had to put their initials in a tree with a heart, with, you know, their young love interest at the time, right?
Yeah, memorialize. But, you know, we do have so many people who celebrate a new birth, a wedding, planting trees with the Arbor Day Foundation, and also celebrating the legacy of life, those who have passed, and honoring them with planting trees. It's again, one more emotional connection, and there's a legacy connection with trees that people just love.
Well, and trees mean life, don't they? I mean, it only makes sense that there would be that natural connection.
Agreed. And so now's the time to be talking about it. And Arbor Day, of course, happens the last, National Arbor Day is the last Friday of April every year. But we're planting trees year-round all around the world. And to get this validation from people that now is the time for trees and people are appreciating it, it's exciting, and it's going to mean good things for us in the years ahead.
Well, Dan, what other results did you get from the survey?
There's all kinds of information in there about how people use and recognize trees and why they're important. And that's one of the things we are always preaching is it isn't just about planting trees. It's about making sure that we're managing those trees as well, picking the right tree, the right place, the right time. And at the Arbor Day Foundation, you can learn more about how to pick the right trees if you're going to be planting at our website at arborday.org, arborday.org.
And what a great idea, Dan, because I know a lot of people maybe in spirit say, God, I'd love to plant a tree, but there's a smart way to do it. And you've got all the research there and great advice. So, you know, before they run down and go buy a tree, let's make sure that you got the right tree and that you're going to see a lot of growth, you know, for years to come and be blessed because you planted this tree and you made a moment.
That's right. If you're gonna take the time, use the space and the money, make sure you're successful with that tree because you're going to want to reflect on it. It is going to be kind of a legacy of yours. You know, that's one of the Arbor Day. That's one of the great things about Arbor Day. Mm-hmm. Most holidays are about celebrating the past, which is important. But Arbor Day has always been about celebrating the future, planting trees today that are going to benefit generations to come.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, the natural course, I mean, as a rule, Dan, when somebody plants a tree, I mean, it is an investment of time, and it can take a number of years for it to grow to maturity. But we say grow to maturity, but it's like trees are always growing. They're always, you know, right?
They're always working, always working for us, nonstop. Yeah, just kind of humbly, quietly doing their work, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is every time you look out your window and you see the tree that you planted, you and the family and the kids and everything, I don't know how you can't help but smile for just a bit. Dan Lamb is with us. He's the president of the Arbor Day Foundation, an organization founded in 1972 under Dan's leadership. The foundation has grown to become the largest nonprofit membership organization dedicated to planting trees. Dan, how did you get involved with the Arbor Day Foundation?
Well, you know, I grew up in Nebraska, and Nebraska is where Arbor Day was founded back in 1872. So I always knew about Arbor Day, and I've always had a career in conservation work. And I had an opportunity to move back to Nebraska to work. That's where we're based out of. Mm-hmm. I was living in Austin, Texas at the time. And it has just been the most positive experience. You know, the Arbor Day Foundation, like the Arbor Day holiday, is solution-oriented. We're planting trees with purpose, and we're planting trees to encourage good behavior and all the best results. And so it's been 18 years now at the Arbor Day Foundation, and it's been just a wonderful experience. And we are blessed to have just the greatest members. We have about 1 million members around the country.
Wow.
And partners, state forestry, mm-hmm. U.S. Forest Service cities. We're really lucky at the Arbor Day Foundation.
Oh, very cool. And this research, what else did you uncover about how our country celebrates this day each year?
Well, we learned that people are indeed celebrating Arbor Day in their own ways. Sometimes they're engaging at the city level, working with city forestry teams to create volunteer opportunities or local nonprofit tree planting organizations. Sometimes they're taking just a walk in the woods and just kind of reflecting on just the favorite trees in their neighborhood. Or they're gathering their family up to plant trees in their front yards or backyards. But people are engaging, and we're reminding everybody this year, anyone who wants to be a part of this celebration this year can use hashtag Arbor Day on any of their social media channels this week, and the Arbor Day Foundation will plant a tree in their honor.
Awesome. Where can they go for more information, Dan Lamb?
You can go to our website at arborday.org, arborday.org, to learn more about the Arbor Day Foundation and trees.
Dan Lamb, Arbor Day Foundation President and Chief Executive Officer. Dan, thank you so much. Take care. Have a great one.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Patriots, Jan 6th prisoners, and they have been singing the national anthem every night. You know, for over, I think it's over 700 days that they've been singing the national anthem. And, you know, we're reminded, and of all people that can sing this, and the impact and the meaning behind this, even more so, is that if you remember, that first verse ends with a question. And probably for these prisoners who, probably many of them, I would say, have been unjustly held in confinement, unjustly without due process. Do some deserve, I mean, look, we deserve process on this. There's no doubt whatsoever to be, but to be held in America as political prisoners, a whole nother thing altogether. Also, just breaking in the news is talk show host Jerry Springer has passed away at the age of 79. The talk show host and political figure, it was reported that he has just passed. Is Evie with us? She's so quiet in the background. Oh, you are. You're so quiet. I'm thinking, okay, do I need to pad for more time? Evie Bear Carroll is with us, all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Hey, Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. You know, hearing these prisoners, if I might, just for commentary's sake, and get your, it's touching that every night. I mean, here they are feeling that they've been treated so unjustly, but yet it is their call and cry of our national anthem that gives them resolve to hang in there. I mean, it's amazing what they've been subjected to.
That was amazing for sure.
Yeah.
I'm amazed you got the audio too, but it was very touching.
Yeah, we're able to capture it. They did do a version with Donald Trump doing a national the Pledge of Allegiance, and there's a version of that going around that's also been highly downloadable. I mean, and downloaded, I should say. This has been very popular. I think at one point this J6 song and chorale was the number one downloaded segment on the internet, and I think wow. went on for something like 6 weeks. So it's been quite touching, and people have been affected by it. So I think at a time when we need to come together as a country and realize that above all, I mean, outside of our faith, that we are Americans, Americans that believe in the Constitution, believe in our unalienable rights that are granted to us by God, not by a government. You know, this is starting to have its effect and bringing us back to first principles, which I'm excited to see. Before we talk about Chupa that you reviewed, and I hope I'm saying that right, did you get a chance to see Nefarious? Of course, you probably did.
Well, Nefarious is a horror, Christian horror movie,
yes.
And we have a review of it. But I'm not a Christian horror movie
fan. I know.
I'm not a horror movie type of person.
Right, right.
But they wanted us to do interviews, and we did them. But I said, I don't think I could do it at this stage of my pregnancy because I'm going to jump out of my seat and I'm going to get too nervous and I'm going to go into labor.
Yeah.
But, you know, the movie was good because it's very interesting, right, because it's, you know, it's using faith and horror at the same time, and it did pretty well at the box office. So, you know, it's an interesting idea to do this type of, you know, horror movie, which kind of makes sense because even a lot of the secular horror movies they do, you know, it's good versus either evil, the supernatural battle. And so it kind of does lend itself to faith. And so it is interesting that they did this.
Well, it is a contemporary faith issue in light of what we see being manifest in our country today. The trans movement, things that clearly are evil, that even people of faith have been hesitant to call it out as such. I don't know why. We know that the battle between good and evil rages. The governor of Arkansas, she framed it in a sense as that which is normal and crazy. Well, call it normal, call it crazy, whatever it is, but it does come down, especially when there's, you know, a supernatural effect like the demonic that I thought was well presented. And I was like you, Abby. I was hesitant. My mind does not want to go, you know, to these type of movies. But I looked at it from a standpoint that, you know, we need to be aware, you know, and Jesus said that we need to be constantly on guard and that things like this were going to happen. And of course, you know, ancient, scripture has demonstrated as well that we would be in that time as noted in the book of, Isaiah, where evil would be called good and good would be called evil. And here we are. I mean, we're dealing with this and as Jonathan Kahn has written about, and you've talked to Jonathan as well, that, you know, the return of the gods are being manifest constantly before us. And, you know, people of faith need to be acutely aware of what is going on. And these are the signs of the times and what we need to do to be defenders of our faith and protect those that we love.
Well, it's definitely a spiritual battle right now. You know, witchcraft is up, trending on, Twitter and TikTok. And, you know, Taylor Swift has her tour going on now. And one of the songs, looks like, you know, there's these people in black capes holding up a globe. Each of them are holding up a globe in a circle. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you wonder if her intention was to show witchcraft because,
right.
You know, it's very intense. Not that she ever said that, but, you know, why did they decide on that? You know, why did the choreographer decide to do that movement with those people, you know, in a circle doing this kind of movement? I mean, what was the underlying thing, you wonder? And you really think, you know, this stuff is trending and the youth are getting, you know, the youth won't know because they're not being taught biblical principles in the schools. You know, they're not being taught, you know, Christianity anymore. So you know, they could be easily led astray by very influential people.
Yeah, this isn't fun and games. This is very serious when you deal with this realm of the demonic. And, you know, of course, it's another expression of what happened with the Grammys and Sam Smith. It was very well celebrated and shocked people and going, okay, you know, again, these are evidence signs that are being demonstrated in every aspect. It's become so pervasive. And what's scary about it, just as you said, Evie, it's becoming acceptable. That's what's scary.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
People don't. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk Chupa. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, so this is an interesting movie. It's on Netflix, and it's a kid's movie, and we've given it a very positive review. It's about a boy who's from Mexico, but he lives in the United States, and then he goes to see his grandpa in Mexico, and he doesn't want to go. You know, he doesn't want to think about his culture. He gets teased at school for his culture, but he goes down to Mexico, and he meets with his father, a grandfather, and his grandfather was a fighter. You know, he was and so he it's very fun, and you know, he learns to have this relationship with his grandfather, and they meet this magical little creature that is a legend in Mexico of this Chupa. And so you know, it's a sweet movie about really reconnecting to your family and to his grandfather and kind of the culture.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And then you also talk about George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future heavyweight champion of the world.
Yes. And this is, you know, we've been waiting for this movie for a little while now because it really shows George Foreman's conversion. It, you know, we kind of all knew the story where he was, you know, the best, right? He won gold medals, and he did extremely well, but then he got taken down when he wasn't even supposed to be, and his life was redeemed. And so, you know, his only chance was to say, God, help me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bring me back to life. Make me reborn. And so this movie really shows that. And so it's a very strong faith movie, and, you know, it's probably for older. It's probably, you know, teenagers and above, because it's, you know, fighting and there's not, you know, he has to learn how to get over his anger management, but
yes.
Probably teenagers and above is the best age group.
But what a sweet story, again, that you can see how desperate he had become. And, you know, here we are, you know, God enters into one's life and there's no way you're the same, right?
Exactly. It's an incredible story, and doesn't matter how famous you are, you still are in need, you know, of God and Jesus in your life.
Amen. Now, we got the 30th Annual Movie Guide Awards going to be streaming starting May the 5th.
Yes, on Up Family, Faith and Family. If you download Up Faith and Family, you can see the Movie Guide Awards. So fun. Candace Cameron Bure, Christy Metz, Paula Abdul, a lot of fun people were in it. And so and we talk about the best movies that you can watch with your family.
Well, there it is. So check it out. Again, that's going to start May the 5th. And you can download the app, right? Up Faith and Family?
Yep, Up Faith and Family. And it's a great app. It's the content is all safe for your family.
Excellent.
It's all enjoyable content.
She's Evie Bear Carroll. Thank you, Evie.
Grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.